We'll do the Avat Chesed. We're in the middle of the footnote where the Chafetz Chaim said that when we're limited to a fifth, we shouldn't give more charity than a fifth. That's because the halacha doesn't want a person to end up needing donations from other people. Now, what if a person has an income and he doesn't need this extra money? So then really there's room to allow him to give more because he has a steady income. You'll say, but maybe now, today, his business will go bad. So then you think this small addition that he'll add to his fifth of charity, that's what's going to make the difference? But then you could say the other way. That if he's Bill Gates, So I don't know how much Bill Gates is worth today, but you might say that one more million, what's a million more, a million less? You'll say, yeah, but for someone else, that million makes a big difference. Don't prove to me from the Medrash in Ecclesiastes that Rabbi Meir gave a third of his wealth to fund the rabbis. You might say, if I have a steady income, I could spend the extras, even if it's more than a fifth. Because you'll tell me, look, Rabbi Meir spent a third of his wealth. And you see, you don't say, well, that extra dividend is a tremendous amount. Maybe over there, the reason Rabbi Meir allowed himself to give a third was because he was funding the Torah. And for funding Torah, we don't have this limitation of a fifth. Maybe the only reason we say a limitation of a fifth is for tzedakah, and then you can't prove from the story of Rabbi Meir that when a person has a steady income, he could really give more than a fifth.